dream that I was awake. Or perhaps I was awake, yet slumbering. Consciousness somewhere in flux between the two. I know what is real. I know the difference. I can feel it.
I can feel it. I can feel it.
There is substance and passion and depth and sweet rest, my reward. I can breathe there. But sometimes reality manifests itself in one and then the other, as it wills. So who is to say what is dreaming and what is wakefulness?
Wakefulness.
For the real is not tethered to the narrow realm of the senses. It gives allegiance to none, for there are many ways of knowing. I can breathe.
I can breathe.
There.
I can breathe.
There. Answer me. How close is 1,000 miles? For it seemed as if I could have reached out and touched you. But you are 1,000 miles away.
Away. Away.
What is the difference between this breath and the next? A step or two, feet, inches, seconds. The measurement is irrelevant. So close, yet 1,000 miles away.
Away, away,
away. As I felt you walk into my dream, I felt your presence before I turned, before I heard the voices. I sensed the singular form of you, so the sight did not surprise me. Because I can sense you from 1,000 miles away. How is it that I can inhale the fragrance of you, hear your voice in my dreams? I felt your glance at my back, touch reaching out, a kiss on my neck.
Neck.
But there was a gulf between that would not be bridged, a guardian watchful. Polite, familiar chit-chat for a second of a second. I could not find your eyes. So close. Yet 1,000 miles away. And I felt you leaving and I turned to watch you go. My observation hidden behind the tinted veil. And I watched you walk into another dream that was 1,000 miles away. Then at the last instant, the final frantic moment, you turned. I saw your eyes seeking me, trying to pierce the darkened glass. and I recognized and reached out from the shadows. I was close, but hidden, and a thousand miles away. So I will write to remember. I will write to say what it's like to feel your warmth from a thousand miles away. Thousand miles away.